For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A newly elected Democrat from Springfield is hoping to parlay her big win for a competitive House seat into increased access to health care. Jason Rosenbaum has more from Betsy Fogel's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Fogel edged out State Representative Steve Helms in the 135th District House race by a mere 76 votes. She was the only person from either political party in the November general election who flipped a state legislative seat. Fogel has worked for most of her career in public health care, and she wants to use that expertise to expand Medicaid and broaden access to health care providers in rural areas.
And so I think taking that passion and that dedication and just that philosophy with me to Jefferson City will be really important to have people that are making and passing legislation that understand what it's like to have barriers to health care.
Thanks to a constitutional amendment passed in August, Medicaid expansion is expected to be one of the top issues of the 2021 legislative session. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The City of Columbia and Boone County have contracted for another extension of the CARES Act. $495,000 of funding will be given back to local businesses. Interested businesses must apply on the anticipated window of December 3rd and 4th. The Community Housing Development Program will be in charge of the administration of funds. More information about the CARES Act extension can be found on the City of Columbia government website. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will begin a study this week on the effectiveness of coronavirus prevention measures in Missouri schools. Reporter Ryan Delaney has more.
Researchers will test whether earlier findings that classrooms are not leading to increased spread of the coronavirus still holds true. Thousands of parents and teachers are still nervous about returning to in-person learning. Researchers from Washington University and St. Louis University will conduct contact tracing and test classmates after a student tests positive for the virus. They'll look for whether measures, such as face masks, prevented student-to-student spread. Missouri lacks a statewide mask mandate. The state also relaxed its quarantine guidance for students last month, contradicting CDC guidance. Results of the study should be available in February. I'm Ryan Delaney.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says the county is in crisis mode as COVID-19 cases continues to rise and hospitals strain to treat patients. During a briefing yesterday, Page repeated earlier warnings that the area's hospitals could run out of intensive care beds sometime this week. He also said the National Guard could be called in to help hospitals deal with the overload of patients. On Sunday, area hospitals said they were using 77% of the total staffed beds and 89% of their intensive care beds. Page said the region will be severely tested during the next few weeks and urged residents to follow safety protocols. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.